let's call it the three major points that we discussed, is that I was very focused on this issue of kofin osad shiyomei rotsa ani, as it applies to karbanos. And Tosus is, you know, very powerful heyara, and they say, wait, let's so no, you know, that should mean that it's a higher standard of ratzon, right? Because, you know, your kofin al komitzos asay, as long as it's not matan schara kasu vitzida. So one of the things that we suggested in that case is that you might be willing to sacrifice in one individual case. I was trying to make the argument, maybe dochak, maybe not, that there's a vested interest that Beis Din has in making sure that A, people are makbid in nidarim, and B, especially, you know, nidre gavoa, right? So that people don't, you know, come to the point where they're mizalzel in the Beis HaMikdash, that would be, you know, a catastrophic failure. You know, Beis Din HaGadol is rooted in Beis HaMikdash, you know, Misham Teitzei Hora Li Yisrael. Also in terms of nidarim, you know, the idea of, you know, of the whole concept of, you know, Hataras Nadarim and Yachid Mumcha and Bezdin Shal Shalosh. So I think on both of those counts, I'm trying to make a two-pronged argument, both Mitzad Nadarim and Mitzad Korbanos. It makes a lot of sense to say that we would, you know, maybe sacrifice a little bit of the Ratzon of one person. We would use Kfia if it meant, you know, V'cholam Yishmu V'yiro V'lo Yizidun Od. The second point that, you know, we were very focused on is what I think is, you know, it's just one of these examples how all of our hashkafa is really rooted in halacha. And that is to say, the idea that Kadosh Baruch Hu is makbid in the kavod ha'aniyah more than he's makbid in his own kavod, in terms of the standards of Baal Ta'achar. The Gemara is trying to figure out, right, Eitan, you think you said it very well yesterday, right, that in the end of the day, it's a neder. So it should be tied into nedarim in general. Omer selzel istaka nadar nadar gadol leloke Yisrael, but meidach, in the end of the day, there are aniyim and they have really legitimate needs, and they can't wait for Pesach or Shavuos or Sukkot or regalim kisidran. They're in dire straits, and so even though I don't think it's a deflection of the havamina that it's still a neder. But in the final analysis, the needs of the aniyim are like gover on that, which I think is a very powerful idea. It's still within the gedder of nedarim. Omer selzel tzaka nadar nadar gadol elokei Yisrael. There's a bin adol makom, you know, aspect that's very pronounced, that's very profound. But the aniyim still have to come first. I just can't say enough about that line of the Gemara. So then the third point we were talking about is the din of Yerusha. And we were thinking about it very much along the same lines. And the more that we think about this as the responsibility of the noder, so the yoresh could have a chiyuv in achrayus, but, you know, he benefits from being the yoresh of his father. There are certain liabilities that come along with him being the yoresh of his father. Right? If his father wasn't responsible, I shouldn't even say that. That's not fair. But a person, you know, has chovos that can come with Yerusha. So a chov doesn't imply an iser of Baal Ta'achar. If you see it more as a din in the behema, that this, you know, comes to animate the animal itself, so that's, you know, a really interesting question. So the Gemara says, no. And so, you know, we came down on the side that ultimately the Yoresh was not going to be locked in to Baal Te'acher. So that was another, you know, very important point of discussion. So we left it off with the question of Isha, the machlokes about what her role is in Simcha. Does she have the same din in terms of Shalmei Simcha? Does she have just the beneficiary role? Is it like Rashi says, you know, V'samachto tau v'secha, big day fishtan, big day tzivonin, you know, Bavel, Eretz Yisrael, you got to know the style. Ibayelahu, three lines at the bottom, Mechor me'ema saimona no shana, so Ibayelah marishah she no lad, even though, of course, at that point, it's Mechoser's man, V'achar Yaakov Amar, Misha Shanira Lehartsa. No, you would count it from 8 days, right? Shivas Yomim Mityaimimo Vayomashminiti no Livolo Plegi Habitam Habibalmum. It depends what the tilas of this animal is. If it's Kachem Isveyach, that's one thing. If it's a Balmum, that's another. So Balmum Imati Achale, right? Was a Balmum going to be Rai for Achila? So the Kimble Bay Shekalulo Chadasha. No, it's no longer Mechoser Zman. So just like you have Shloshim Yom Lenefel, we have 8 days as not just a shiur in Mizbeach, in terms of it being Mechoser's man, but even in terms of, you know, basically kind of an analog of Trefa, that we don't know whether it's even going to be the kind of animal that could survive. Rashi points out, "Mimatzi achole biyom shenola doma nefil havavein shchita mitaraso achi yishesh mona yamim." The shuv navakle michal nefil titanir b'shingum liolomer kol sheshash shloshim yom ba'adam eno nefil. So again, it has implications for Mizbeach, it has implications Mitzad Achila. So again, in our Mishnah, somebody only had, it was a Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim, and it turns out to be a Daf Gimel Medalef Malcha Yisrael, and also the Regalim. So now we're adding in Chadashim, Iburim, Shumashkalim, V'yesh Omrim. And there's another day here for Aflas Chiras Batim. The Chadashim in Alam Dachsev Achodesh Azalacham Rosh Chadashim Rishonu Lacham the Chadashim Hashanah the Real Kaladash Alim Bar Besu Lachodesh Azav Yichlum Leish Selavei Savo Selabayis Vayalacham Leish Marasa Rabasa Yom Lachodesh Azav Vishachatu Oso Ksiv Shemaras Chodesh Aviv Ezel Chodesh Yishbo Aviv. That's when things are ripening, right? The spring have Yomer Zanisan Vekari De Rishon Ve'ema Iyar Ba'inan Avi Veleka Ve'ema Adar Ba'inan Rov Avi Veleka. Some things do actually blossom in Adar. And also, by the way, it depends where you are in the world. The Ritva has a position like that in terms of the Birkas Ha'ilanos. So, Ba'inan Rov Aviv Veleka. So, Midi Rov Aviv Ksiv. So, the Gemara rejects it. So, you would think, wow. HaChodesh HaZalacham Rosh Chadashim. It's not enough. Elam Rav Chista Mihachach V'chamisha Asarim L'Chodesh HaShvi Ba'aspecham Izdavu HaSa'aretz Ezeu Chodesh HaYishbo HaSifo HaVyomir Zeh Tishrei V'kakari Le'Shvi. So, if Tishrei is the Shvi, so we could do the mathematics. And by the powers of higher calculus, some of you guys are taking the AP, so you know this. So if Tisrei is a Shvi, so Memela Nisan is the Rishon. That, I think, even Mr. Behedi will be Moda. So the other Ba'ina, So maybe Iyar is really the Rosh Hashanah L'Chadashim, but in an Asiv V'lek, Ve'ema Elol, so again, it's not the majority of the asif which would go on in that month. So midi rov asif ksiv, it just says, asif. Elamarvina, davrizavi taras moshe rabbeinu lulamanu, b'divrei kabbalah lulamanu. B'yom esim v'arba l'ashtezer chodesh, hu chodesh shvan, so that's a pasuk, you're gonna see the theme here, that is a pasuk in Zechariah, which is the very beginning. I think that is also Zechariah. Yes, correct. It is the seventh parak of Zechariah. So again, you can do the math. It always comes out that Nisan is the Rishon. V'ibay say mehacha, b'chodesh Rishon u'chodesh Nisan, u'v'chulu my time v'lo amri mihai, d'lma mai Rishon the milsei. Maybe it was the month in which it happened. Why do I keep on pointing out? They're all from Esther or Zechariah. Why does that matter? That we ultimately end up figuring out that Nisan is Rosh Hashanah l'chadashim. So this is what the Ramban has, right? This is the seminal essay of the Ramban, and Bo, Kesa Ben Zion, just put it into the record for us.
The naming of the months comes from the time of since after the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, that we pick up the months of the Gullus that we're in.
Right. V'liyom ro'ru chay Hashem asher lef chamei Eretz Yitzrayim, kiim chay Hashem asher helas chamei Eretz Tzafon. And therefore, it's no longer Chodesh HaRishon, Chodesh HaSheni, Chodesh HaShlishi. That's when we picked up the names of the Babylonian months, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, etc. Vitana didan, our Mishnah doesn't have it. Bishanim kamayri b'chadashim lo kamayri. We were dealing with things that are not about the months, but about annual processes. Li'iburin minisan manino v'tanya in ma'arben hashanah l'vnei Rosh Hashanah. The earliest time that you could possibly do it is Rosh Hashanah, 6 months later. V'yimiburin emilbaris, it's not even effective. Avol b'nei adchak ma'arben osachar Rosh Hashanah miyad. The only month that you could add in is the month of Adar. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Ma Iburin, Hafsakas Iburin. So when we talked about Iburin, we're talking about the last opportunity. It's on, Hein Heidu, Shema Arben Hashadah Kol Adar, Shei Omer Mara Purim. Some people thought it was Tom Purim. That sounds familiar. My time is the Amarada Purim. Kivan de Mamar, Sholin, Milchas of Pesach, Chodem Pesach, Shoshim Yom, Asi Lazulzule Bechametz. There are even more dramatic, right, formulations of this, that the Shluchei Bezdin are going to be sent out of town. You know, nobody's going to pay attention to them. Okay, hopefully people are having here fond memories of the Yerushalmi, the Beis Havad, the street. You know, people are influenced by the Beis Havad, the Ritva. Okay, so in any event, Asila Zulzule Bechametz, they're not even going to believe them. Vida, Chameda Yadia, you know, you got to trust people a little more. The Shasa Me'abrasa Bechushbana Tayamilsa, Mesavi Chushbana Hutelosalik Lulurabana Nadhaidna. People are willing to cut the rabbis a little bit of slack. They're not going to say, what are you talking about? It was Purim, Pesach is coming in 30 days. They're going to say, no, the rabbis, they had to do some homework, they had to figure it out. Bechushbana Tayamilsa. It's very optimistic that the Gemara is willing to even consider this as an ikadamri, that they're willing to cut the rabbi some slack. Okay, we should all be inspired right now. Okay. Vitana didan, nonetheless, it didn't make an entire Mishnah, so maybe not so much. Okay. Vitana didan, v'aschala kamayri, v'asaka lo kamayri, right? That makes perfect sense, that they weren't saying Nisan is going to be Rosh Hashanah, the Ibur, in the sense that it's the absolute cutoff. Okay. Mishana Sheishima Khadashim, Vain Danisha Sheishima Khadash, Mishana Sheishima Khadashim. Amr of Yehuda Marshmual, Karbanos Tibor Abai Vachar Nitsan, Mitzvah Havi Minha Khadash, Vihavi Nayashan Yatsa, Ella Shechiser Mitzvah. So Yehuda says, in the name of Shmuel, Karbanos Tibor that come already on the 1st of Nisan, they should really come from the new funds. But if they come from the older funds, it's acceptable. It's not optimal, but it's acceptable. But you're missing out on the mitzvah of Havei Mi Truma Chadasha. There's a beautiful thing about starting off the new year and starting off the new year in the Beis HaMikdash as well. Chisur mitzvah tani namiach, Rabbanu tzibur rabbanu be'achad v'nisa, and a mitzvah Havei Min HaChadash, v'hevi min HaYashan Yatzah, chisur mitzvah. V'yachid shehisnadev, let's say it's not a carbon tzibur, let's say it's a yachid that's giving it a dava. Mishalok Sheirin, Bilvad, Sheyim Serein Latibor, but he should have in mind to really surrender the funds, the Tibor, so it has the same, I guess, you know, pragmatically, the same kind of a status of Truma Chadasha, because it's new to the Beis HaMikdash. So Pshita, well, that's an obvious solution. So Ma'u Desema Leicho Shema Lo Yim Serein Latibor Yafa Yafa. It's a really interesting idea. Yafa Yafa, Belev Shalim. What does this remind you of, a halacha that we spent so much time on this year? Right, lo yimtrim letzibor yafa yafa. What does that remind you of? Like in terms of, we're a little skeptical. The Rav would always say, you know, we're skeptical of what's going on in the heart of men. Ki yakov alevu v'anushu miyedaenu. So, what does that remind us of, Eitan?
The Ron about Bittel?
Yeah, exactly. You know, did he really mean it? Like we took our kids to Krispy Kreme today. I told them that's the definition of a gluska yafe, the daite love. I don't know much about donuts, but apparently this is a whole different thing from. I'm sure there are people who prefer Dunkin' Donuts. I don't want to take sides. It's not right. But we were taking them to Vanson Park, and it's right there. It's right on the way. And my wife said they got a treat. I don't know for what, but they did something. Or maybe we were bribing them, but it could have been anything. But we went through, and so in any event, that's where the rubber hits the road. The guy really did bittel. You know, it's a Krispy Kreme. It's gonna really last. Okay. So Kamashma Vitani Dan Kema Digtani Mhevi Yatza Lo Psikale. So you know the our Mishnah is a purist. So he says, unless it's like, you know, absolutely makev, I'm not putting it in the Mishnah. So it's only the Chatchila, it doesn't quite make the cut. So Tosas points out something, Aliba the Gemara in the Hamsheikh, Tzarech ladaktik, you have a matzli shlik, the neshan of the kaman, ki gachashiv, midi delotali bimaisa. Right? So he's talking about things that come automatically, as opposed to here, the truma would have to be collected. V'yesham ma'aflas schiras habatim. So again, this wasn't even the dominant position. The Brisa didn't know zecher to the Mishnah, but it's a yeshamim. So Tana Rabbanan Maskei Bais Chaver L'Shana Monish Neimatzer Chodesh Miyom Liyom. V'yimam L'Shana Zo Afidu L'Amar Ela Be'achar Be'adar Kevin Shigei Yom Echar V'Nisan Also L'Shana. V'Afidu Man Damar Yom Echar B'Shana Chashiv Shana. That's what we saw early in the Masechta by Malachim. Shani Hachad Elo Tara Chinish L'Megar Beisa L'Batzer Mitlasin Yomin. What do you guys think about this? How do you interpret the Gemara? The Gemara says, even if you generally are of the view that Yom Echad V'Shana is Chashi V'Shana, when it comes to Schiras Batim, we can't believe that people are going to do it Batzer Mitzlas and Yom. How do you understand that? People are not going to go through the trouble. It's like an Umdana, an Anan Sade in the Gemara. How do you interpret the idea? Ilan, go ahead. What's the Svara?
Well, it takes time to find somebody to rent out your house and to sign up the contract, so you don't want to do it for such a short period of time and then have to re-find somebody.
Yeah, so again, hey mitzad the socher and hey mitzad the maskir, it's a to-do. It's a to-do. So, I don't know if Airbnb changed anything, but it's a big deal, you know? To find a tenant, to find an apartment. People don't typically, there's an assumption, it's a very important assumption in the Gemara, that people don't typically, it's not a natural thing that people are going to be so transient, unless they can, they have no choice. You know, people, chas v'shalom, are destitute and they have to, you know, move around constantly, but people typically are not going to secure residence for less than 30 days. Lothar achinish, omegar besa, lebatzer, so the reason I'm dwelling a little bit more on this point that you might think is natural is that we were recently talking about this in the Rambam Chaburah, that generally speaking, in terms of the Bnei Ho'ir, which with all of the privileges and responsibilities that come with that, so the standard time is Yud Beis Chodesh. But I've mentioned to you many times in the context of Ma'os Chitim, we're talking about the Rambam Chaburah, that the Smak has a Shita that in a more modal, mobile society, so we go to Shloshim Yom. Once a person is a place for Shloshim Yom, so they're qualified as a resident of that place, because we assume that people are a little bit more mobile. So it struck me, you know, in this Gemara, like why I don't know why you say week. So maybe this is part of that svara for the smak, right? That 30 days, that's sort of like the minimum amount of time that we would assume somebody would relocate for. Okay. So Ema Tishrei Stam Ki Agar Inish Beisa L'Chulei Yemos HaGishamim Agar. So it can't be Tishrei because when a person, this is also part of the calculus, when a person is in the wintertime, people really don't want to move in the wintertime. Adayom Azeh, when do people move into town? In the springtime. People come in, they come in over the summer. It's very unpleasant to move during the winter. V'tanakama debraisa tanididan benisa nami mishkach shchiach kitre. So this was just the Yeshom in the Braisa. And it didn't make it into our Mishnah at all. They don't think that Nisan is Rosh Hashanah, the Schiras Batim, because there can still be weather events in Nisan. Okay. Be'achar ve'el Rosh Hashanah the Ma'aser Behema. Mani Rav Meir, the Tani Rav Meir, Omer Be'achar ve'el Rosh Hashanah Ma'aser Behema. So again, Aser Taser, you can't take, you know, you have to separate out the years. Lugalim Mani, Rabbi Shimon, he. Same as Sefer, Rabbi Lez, Rabbi Shimon, Omer Be'achar Betishrei. So Reisha v'Seifa Rabbi Shimon Mitzias Rabbi Meir some Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yivanasi Leib the Tanai Regalim Sarv like Rabbi Shimon and Ma'aser Behemer Sarv like Rabbi Meir, which is bad for me because I like, you know, Rabbi Meir Shita about the Regalim, but that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was able to pick and choose and organize the Mishnah the way that he wanted. So Yachi Arba Chamisha Avu, because once we throw that in, so then it's really five different Rosh Hashanah. So Amar Rava Arba LaDivrei Hakol, everybody can agree to at least four. Rabbi Meir Arba Dal Regalim, because he doesn't hold. Of Nisan being for Regalim, because he just says the first regal that you're Pogeyabo, Uvasa Shama Vevesam Shama, or as we saw yesterday, maybe it's based on Motzas Vasecha, the Rabbi Shimon Arba Dal Maiser Behema, which is, according to him, Echad B'Tishrei, so Echad B'Elul has no Yichus. Now again, we said before also that it's a little bit of a misnomer when we think about the regalim being echad b'nisan, because it's really, as we said, tesva b'nisan. It's only malachim that's echad b'nisan. So Nachman Yitzchamar Abba Chadashin Uvahen Kama Rashi Shanim. So he says, maybe it's just the 4 months that we're interested in pointing out. Nisan, Elul, Tishrei, and Shvat. So Meisve, Shisha Asar B'Nisan Rosh Hashanah L'Omer, Shisha B'Nisan Rosh Hashanah L'Shtei Alachem. So the Rava Lisnei Shisha should be up to 6. So Nachman Bar Yitzchak Lisnei Chamisha should at least be 5. Amar Papa, Ki Kachashiv Midi Dechayel Meorta. Midi Lo Chayel Meorta Lo Kachashiv. You bring the Karban Omer during the day. Niyom HaViyachem Es Karban Alokeichem. Biyom hakriv chamesa omer. So very regalim the lochayli me'arta, right? Because the Beis Hamikdash doesn't function for kabanos at night. Ve'kachashiv. So came under sitzarich liyisuyim me'kara, since you should have already brought it mechayiv. So we'll count it ve'kayiv. Very yovlos the lochayli me'arta ve'kachashiv. So Rabbi Shol Benosha, Rabbi Yochanan Rokana, hida amar yeshashana chayil. Yovel, that we really have this fascinating idea, we'll come back to it a little bit later on in the Masachta, that really the Yovel begins from Rosh Hashanah. Remember you have those 10 intermediate days? We spoke about this, we speak about this all the time, like every year I end up talking about this, the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, it's a time of Hipoch, because the Avadim, you know, are under, you can't be Meshabed the Avadim, but they don't go back to their homes, and the Karkos are resting, and you know, Atrosein Birosheihen, so it's like called the Tikkun Rabbanan. The whole concept of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva is really rooted in this idea of Hipoch that goes on between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So Rosh Hashanah Breder of Idi Amar Chashev Midi Lo Tali B'Maisa Midi Lo Tali B'Maisa Lo Chashev. So what's the Maisa of Yovel? The Shofar. So we'll talk about later what's the essence of Yovel. It's a beautiful Gemara in the Masech. The Veregalim Midi Lo Tali B'Maisa V'Ka Chashev. So the Gemara says not so fast. Baal Ta'acher M'Meila Chayel really comes on its own, right? This Sheva Al Tasa, you'll violate Baal Ta'achar. Very Yovlos, Rabbi Shimon Nosh, Rabbi Yochan Brokahi, Rashi says, Shu Talei Bitkia, Ravashi Amar Arba Rashi Hashanim, Heim, Shein Ba'arba Rashi Chadashim, Be'echad B'Shvat, Kibei Shamai. So the Gemara doesn't like that, because if you want to say that we're only listing the ones that are on Rosh Chodesh, and there it's Dal Mehacha Regalim, because Regalim is Tesvav Nisan, so then that would end up being a libid de Beishamai. So the Gemara corrects that a little bit and says, Hachi Kamar, Shloshel Devei Akol, Be'achad Bishvat, that's a machlokes Beishamai and Beis Hillel. Okay. So here we get to a little bit more interesting discussions about possibly adding in more. And we said, we're not counting Chadash, and we're counting annual events, and we're counting events that are not Hafsakos, we're counting only Haschalos, and we're counting events that are already Chayil Me'orta, that the Yom is Holy Chachar Halayla, and it's something that happens automatically. It's not going to be a Midi Detali B'Maisa. Okay, very good. So we'll hold it up here.